The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, I typically don't put a lot of faith in anything that Adam Schiff has to say, but this time I think he may have gotten it right when, in response to questions from ABC's Jonathan Carl, Schiff believes that maybe the same assessment that Donald Trump went through needs to be applied to Joe Biden as well.
Is it possible that national security was jeopardized here, as many, including you, raised that possibility with the Mar-a-Lago documents?
I don't think we can exclude the possibility without knowing more of the facts. We have asked for an assessment in the intelligence community of the Mar-a-Lago documents. I think we ought to get that same assessment of the documents found in the think tank as well as the home of President Biden.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it sounds like Adam Schiff wants to be fair for once, you think?
Well, it's amazing what a little potential hypocrisy will do to change your tune, right? I mean, these are the same people who are all hunky-dory about sending in FBI agents to, you know, raid Mar-a-Lago to look for stuff that they already knew was there, that they had already been negotiating about, that they had already exchanged information about, that they had already set up a more secure environment for, you know, the type of lock that they wanted on the door, you know, all this business. And then now, it really depends on how, where they were and how they were used. And, you know, we just kind of got to look at it from all angles. And they know that the jig is up, that they're not going to be able to get any mileage out of this from the Mar-a-Lago end anymore, the Donald Trump end anymore. They know they've been caught in something that makes them look totally hypocritical. And in Joe Biden's case, you know, totally just, well, clueless. How many different ways can you put it? I mean, it's over for them as far as this whole scandal goes on. And plus the ability or the inability now of them to have control of a, you know, House committee to actually, quote, conduct, yeah, you know, investigations here. So, you know.
Well, you know, I think Representative James Comer has it right when he yesterday talked about the fact that Joe Biden's home is a crime scene now, and why are they not treating it like a crime scene? I mean, truly, if the FBI knows that there are classified documents in that home, why are they trusting Joe Biden's attorneys to do a thorough search? Why are they not there with their SWAT teams like they were at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I think you may have answered your own question there, though, Joe. I think we both know the answer to that question. And again, I mean, just total hypocrisy. I mean, you know, that there's no other way to look at it but that. And, you know, suddenly this stuff that they wanted to rant and rave about maybe isn't as big of an issue as they wanted to make it out to be to begin with. Yeah. Go figure. Yeah. I mean, that's the way it was for a lot of things while Trump was president and they had control of the House. And now the shoe's on the other foot, and plus it's on the other foot in terms of control of the House as well. And, you know, Mr. Schiff, as you know, has been removed from the House Intelligence Committee, by the way. You know, he didn't get to look at those classified documents anymore. Along with, who was it, Swalwell was removed, and one of them,
from her committee,
right,
yes.
Right.
Yep.
So, you know, kudos to Speaker McCarthy for doing something there that made sense. So, you know, again, I mean, total hypocrisy, and we're not surprised by their new attitude.
Yep. Big week last week here in South Carolina with Governor McMaster, Lieutenant Governor Abbott, sworn in for another term. Of course, the legislature's back in session. We got a lot of issues to cover this session.
We do. And, you know, right out of the gate, I believe we're going to see us fix, the legislature fix, What didn't get quite done at the end of the last session to begin that education savings accounts legislation. The House passed a version of the bill. The Senate passed a version of the bill. And the wrap-up got caught up in a Democrat filibuster over, I think it was USC board appointments on the very last day of the session last year. That's going to be done early on so we can get that low-hanging school choice fruit picked, if you will, so that then we can start to have broader discussions about school choice, you know, thinking, say, like what Arizona has done when it comes to school choice and vouchers essentially for everyone in the state. You know, that's sort of the gold standard of school choice now, and the difference at this point is, you know, we've got a superintendent of education now who's spent the better part of 10 years working in the educational choice movement, and who will be working with members of the legislature to help promote that. That's just a huge, huge difference in this cycle. Looking forward to that. And then, you know, other legislation too, picking up on, you know, what the Supreme Court messed up here in South Carolina a few weeks ago. You'll see, and the key there is that's not only brought up the issue of, you know, fixing the heartbeat bill, at least I say fixing according to how these three out of these five judges think it needs to be fixed in the meantime, until something can be done with the judges that are actually on the court. And that issue has brought up, highlighted, if you will, the need for some change in how we elect and select judges in South Carolina. You're going to see movement on that as well.
Yeah, and I think that is, look, I hated to see the decision of the court, but in the long term, it may have been a blessing because it has highlighted our selection process. I think we'll get this abortion issue resolved. I think we'll get it fixed, and as part of that package, we'll see more scrutiny and a different way of selecting judges. And, you know, I had a couple legislators on last week talking about this, and I think we're going to see maybe for the first time in a long time, maybe some Supreme Court justices who are coming up in the next couple of years, maybe not reappointed.
I believe that is a very real possibility and should be a real probability, in my opinion. I mean, look, we've got a supermajority of 88 Republicans in the state House of Representatives now. We've got 30 Republicans over in the state Senate. There's no reason now why we don't have more good, qualified, conservative judges, not just on our state Supreme Court, but, you know, circuit court, family court, I mean, you name it. You know, it's we've got to have some change, and I think that means change in the way that they're nominated and elected, and I think we're going to see that.
Yep. Chairman Drew McKissick, you can go to SCGOP.com, SCGOP.com.
Before I let you go, though, Joey, I'm going to have to tell everyone to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Yes, and what
thank
a day
you for
it has
all
been.
You do.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And,
have a great one.
God woke me up this morning with a fabulous sunrise here in the upstate. So,
well, there you go.
You know, over the next few weeks, as we talked about, we got a lot of work to do this spring as we do reorganization.
Absolutely.
And so we'll get into all those details and how to get information.
Yes, sir.
But you can go to scgop.com and go to the volunteer and start getting information on how you can become involved in the precinct reorg. We'll talk again next week. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all you do as well.
Yes, sir. Have a good
one. Bye-bye. Chairman Drew McKissick.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.